you to this episode of the Afrinew podcast. I just wanted to touch on something that is very, very important before I go back to where I'm supposed to, my point of duty. Okay, so there is something that is very pressing and somewhat troubling to me at this time, and that's the push by the West to transit, you know. I put it like you're about to start using a technology, and because another one is considered better, even though and the reason for it being better, you are not, it's not applicable to you somewhat, you know. The West got developed by using some energy dense source, okay, fossils and the rest of them. And Africa is about to start exploiting this very important energy source, and is about being flipped off. And being flipped off, I mean funding for exploring and exploiting some dense energy source like gas and other fossils are being stopped to Africa, okay? Are being stopped from being assessed by African countries. And why is this very troubling to me? It's troubling because Africa now is like being left not to develop as other Western countries got developed. You get, you are trying to get something that is very useful for you to get industrialized, and then it's being yanked off your foot. You get. And that's not really just, in my opinion. As COP 30 is about to be upon us, it's very important for us to sound a very strong note to the global West that Africa did not contribute much to the carbon burden of the global community, but it's been burdened by transition. And that brings me to the point of saying that Africa does not paramountly need energy transition, but rather energy addition. We need more energy, and not to transit from our very stable energy dense energy source, okay? So we need energy addition and not energy transition. And what do I mean by this? What are the energy additions we need? What are the sources of this energy addition? The ones we have in abundance include fossils, the oil and gas in major parts of Africa, coal, nuclear, and which other energy dense one? Hydro. Okay, so among all these, there are very, very important factors to be considered. Okay, so but the one that we have readily abundant and that are not that much carbon dense is gas, and we should exploit this. And studies have shown that when gas works in complementarity with nuclear, it becomes more sustainable. And so we should not rest on our oars as Africans, but rather move very fast to integrating these energy-dense sources to get us off our foot. And then we start running with the global community. Okay, so the West should be very considerate when it comes to energy transition, because Africa has not gotten fully energy independent. We have not gotten energy rich. So the discussion about energy transition should not be at the front burner. This message is also being sent to the various leaders of the African countries. Please, when the global community come on the table and start putting some things, you should consider your station, your status first before jumping, because they always put this bait, the carrot and stick method, okay? They put a bait, okay, we're going to give you carbon credit, blah, 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 okay? What is carbon credit? You need capital first before you start talking about credit. Credit is just like the incentive that you are given for not doing something, okay? Good enough as they sound, you can get those carbon credits by using your energy dense sources that do not produce carbon, like nuclear energy. And this is even another very important point. You can begin to sell green bonds because you want to use the proceeds to develop nuclear technology, or even to maybe clean up the carbon dense sources that you are perhaps using for the time being. So the main point of this episode is to sound the need for us as Africans, okay, to get to add energy to our mix, to add energy to our energy bank, if there is anything like that, to add energy to our energy pool or power pool. I know we have different regional power pools. We should make them rich first, add more to them, and then we can now start talking about transitioning. Transitioning is very important. In fact, I will not say that Africa should not transition. We should transition, but that should come after we have gotten energy rich enough, okay? So it's just like a baby that is trying to get a hang on something, maybe to stand, and then you remove that support, or you place something on a slippery, it's just like running on a treadmill, okay? You get nowhere, you are just in a stationary position and you're just busy, but you are not proceeding, okay? And then another illustration is just like you are going to the gym when you are highly malnourished. You have not gotten enough food to sustain yourself. You are not even healthy enough. You don't have the appropriate amount of nutrients. These are just analogs I'm trying to bring to the fore to let you know that Africa does not need energy transition at the moment. What we need is energy addition. Please, our various African leaders in Kenya, in Uganda, in Rwanda, in South Africa, in Malawi, in South Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Togo, in Benin, in Lesotho, in Gabon, in Comoros, in Madagascar, in Seychelles, in Mauritius, name them, Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Africans. What we need is energy addition. We need energy addition and not energy transition. Please get it right. Stop the greenwashing at this moment and get energy rich first. There is no rich country without enough energy. When you are being called to come to the table to discuss energy transition or green energy or renewables, as the case may be, like wind and solar, accept it. They are good energy source. But when you want to do, make sure you get rich with energy first. Don't deny your country the opportunity to industrialize with heavy amounts of dense energy source. And before we can do this, Africans, we must get under pressure. We must get uncomfortable with just the easy way out. Start using the energy sources that are energy dense in your locality. We have abundant coal in South Africa and Southern Africa. Let's start using the clean methods of exploiting it and exploit it. Get energy rich and contribute to the South African power pool. In Kenya and East Africa, we have abundant geothermal. Exploit it. In fact, I was there in Kenya seeing the geothermal plant. A lot of them are laying waste, waiting for investors. And these are dense energy sources. exploit it and contribute to the East African power pool. In West Africa, we have abundant oil and gas. Exploit it and contribute to the West African power pool. In North Africa, we have abundant sun. Exploit it and contribute to the North African power pool. Guys, we need more energy in Africa. In all parts of Africa, Southern Africa, Eastern Africa, Western Africa, we can exploit nuclear technology and make our energy pool more robust, more reliable, and more capable of any kind of eventuality. Let's get it right. We need energy addition once again, and not energy transition at this time. With enough addition of energy, we can now transit. Hey guys, you cannot, when you want to launch a rocket, you cannot get that rocket off the ground without enough energy. It is when it has now gotten to a particular level with the abundant energy that is used to thrust it up, then it can now transit to a lower energy source. But guys, we are still at the bottom minimum in Africa in terms of energy. The energy per capita that is being used by an average American, you can combine it to be equivalent to what about maybe 200 people use in Africa, or even more. So guys, and ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Africans, and those with African development in mind, and my listeners also in the global north, Africa needs energy abundance, energy addition before energy transition. Thank you, and see you in the next one.